For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder to visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. And in both places, you can ask questions. You can get expert advice. Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. They carry a superior supplement line from many manufacturers. And also take a good look at Village Green's own pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and Kevin's guest next Sunday will be Elizabeth Polis, and the topic is preventing and treating health issues of the boomer population. Very timely. So our topic today is a variety. We're going to cover some basics, risk factors, some basic diet information. We'll also cover some information on autism, and since it's Lyme Awareness Month, we're going to hit on Lyme as well. So this is a variety show today, and I hope you'll find this very interesting, and I hope you'll get a lot from it. So let's start out with the basics. First of all, when we talk about a philosophy of prevention, we talk about dropping a pebble in a lake, and the concentric circles reach the shore. Traditionally, medicine has treated those circles at the shore rather than focusing on the pebble dropping. And biochemical individuality is another important concept. And what does that mean? That we're each unique. We are each different, just like our fingerprints. And then genetic potential varies in a range. So some people's healthiest would be other people's sickest. In other words, we have a range of health, and our goal in preventive medicine, alternative medicine, holistic medicine, is to find the optimum range for that person and try to achieve it. Now, there's a health spectrum between disease and health, and normal versus optimum. Let's talk about that. The normal is defined as 95.44% of the population. And that's those are two standard deviations. So normal is not necessarily healthy, and rarely is it healthy. And so people say, well, I'm normal, or here's the normal range, and you're in the normal range. But you could be sitting at the lower end of that normal range, looking over the cliff of 2.5% of the population low. That's not a healthy place to be. Where we want is optimum, and usually that's within the first standard deviation. Now, let's talk a little bit more about environment and gene expression. We've mentioned epigenetics, and epigenetics is that genes can work positively or negatively based upon what we do, positively or negatively. So you take genetics and you blend it with environment, and you get epigenetics. And there's another way to look at it. If you look at gene expression, it's environment versus your innate resistance. So let's look at environment. It's everything. Diet, water, lifestyle, exposures, toxins, stress. It's everything you experience within your body and in your surroundings. Resistance is your innate health status. It's your genetic predisposition. But you're not stuck with that. The genes don't change, but the way the genes work change, and that is very important. We actually have a lot of power over what happens to us. We're not just stuck with our genetics. So let's look at some risk factors in health if we're looking at our environment. And this list can go on and on forever, but let's just focus on smoking and secondhand smoke exposure, pollutants, sedentary lifestyle and stress, poor diet and poor or polluted water, health problems, allergies, food intolerances, artificial light exposure, aging and free radical pathology, aluminum cookware and plastics, medications and medication reactions, environmental toxins and pollutants. We can go on and on with this list. I think you get the idea as to what we're trying to talk about. So let's go on and look at stress, just focusing on it. I like to say that stressed is desserts spelled backwards. So stress and stress chemicals and hormones, those have to do with stress. When we are chronically stressed, we are raising stress hormones. We are damaging the adrenal and thymus. They actually shrink, shrivel up, and we get into chronic diseases, migraines and insomnia. We have all kinds of digestive problems. In fact, that's often the first system that is affected. Immune suppression occurs with stress, nutrient depletion, impaired collagen, poor bone, and wrinkles. So if you want to age quickly and wrinkle quickly, stress is the shortcut to that. Then we look at environmental risk factors. And in the last 100 years, the modern diet has seen an increase in refined foods, sugars, and the addition of artificial additives, sweeteners, coloring, preservatives, and toxic chemicals. There are 3,000 FDA-approved food additives. Most were grandfathered in, never tested. Under the Toxic Substances Control Act of 1976, there are now 84,000 man-made chemicals and 62,000 chemicals grandfathered in, never needed testing. 22,000 new chemicals, about 700 per year, and testing's not required. The EPA acknowledges that only 200 have been tested, and that is due to that act which said testing. The manufacturers don't have to test what they put out there. If they do test, they have to reveal. So there's almost a punitive factor for testing. Congress has been trying to change that law. There's an environmental working group and many other groups that are lobbying on behalf of consumers have been trying to change that law for at least a decade, possibly more. Medications and side effects, antacids block absorption of vitamins and minerals, diuretics such as hydrochlorothiazide, absolutely, I call them, they deplete electrolytes. It's like turning on a faucet and depleting your electrolytes. They eliminate sodium, but they eliminate 20 other vitamins and minerals. And the beta blockers, they increase fatigue and they slow down aerobic capacity and increase weight, glucose, and lipids. Now, if somebody has an arrhythmia that nothing else treats, the beta blockers are necessary. But if they're the first choice for high blood pressure, then you get into these other problems of weight gain that then make you a candidate for more medications. Statins, we talk about that a lot. They turn down the production of cholesterol through HMG-CoA reductase. They're an inhibitor of that. They are also the inhibitor of the cousin enzyme called CoQ10. And CoQ10 is the critical enzyme in your body that generates what you need to run on, your electricity. So statins antagonize our core CoQ10, which gets lower as we age. And lower CoQ10 contributes to many of the conditions that we see in aging. So if someone's on a statin, they absolutely must be supplementing with CoQ10. If not, they risk aging faster, and they risk fatigue, and they ultimately risk damage to muscles. And the first muscle damaged is the heart muscle. Now, let's look at how things are going. The paradigm is shifting. The American Academy of Pediatrics now recognizes that artificial additives common in children's foods increase hyperactivity, attention deficit, and developmental delays. That's wonderful. This has just been, you know, in the past 4 years that the Academy has stepped up to this. They also recognize that organophosphate exposures at levels common among U.S. children may contribute to ADHD prevalence, and they also affect learning abilities. Now, these are the pesticides that are commonly used on golf courses and commonly used around the house in the yard. And the American Academy of Pediatrics, this is exciting news to me. They direct pediatricians to become knowledgeable in complementary alternative medicine treatments for autism spectrum disorders, including dietary and nutritional interventions. They encourage the pediatricians to support their parents and to learn about it. This is a big change from the old paradigm. The old paradigm was avoid these. These are quackery. So the science has prevailed, and that's very exciting. The paradigm's also shifting with regard to fluoride. The National Academy of Sciences has a huge report they put out in 2006. Their concern is the neurodevelopmental effects and reduced IQ with fluoridated water intake. Increased bone cancer in adolescent males and damage to tooth enamel from excess fluoride. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Dental Association in 2006 recommended avoiding fluoride drops or fluoride water for infants, and that has now extended to toddlers as well. And HHS, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, in 2011 has proposed a 42% reduction of fluoride in public water because you cannot control the intake. And by the way, the addition of fluoride in the water supply is the first ever introducing a medication into the water supply. So let's go a little further. The EPA proposes to limit the exposure to fluoride by lowering the current legal fluoride cap in tap water. That's wonderful. And banning sulfuryl fluoride pesticide by 2014. There is a pesticide that's fluoride-based, and that's another source. When we look at annual causes of death, very interesting. The CDC, the Journal of the American Medical Association report, heart disease is 690,000, cancer 560,000. The medical profession is 265,000, the third largest cause of death in the United States. And when you break that down, the statistics aren't complete. There is about a 70% underreporting. And they only looked at hospital issues, hospital medication and error deaths and medication deaths. So that's about 160,000 currently. And deaths from infections, other errors, unnecessary surgery deaths is 112,000. And this does not count the deaths from private practices. This was hospitals. And what that equivalent is, it's about 5,000, a little more than 5,000 deaths per week, which is 13 jumbo jet crashes every week. That's pretty amazing. And the total deaths from supplements are 0 to 10 per year, and the risk for death is 0.0001%. And we'll talk a little about supplement safety. Main preventable causes of death, real simple. Tobacco, poor diet, and inactivity. That is something you have a lot of control over. 800,000, tobacco, poor diet, and inactivity affect 800,000 and cause 800,000 deaths. Then you have alcohol, microbial exposures, toxic exposures, motor vehicle accidents, firearms, sexual behaviors, and illicit drug use. But the big deal is something we can control. Tobacco, poor diet, and inactivity. So stay with us, folks. If you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information on prevention and actions you can take to improve your health.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And you can tune in next Sunday morning at 10 a.m., because we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Kevin's guest will be Elizabeth Polis, and they will be discussing preventing and treating health issues of the boomer population. Now, today we've got kind of a variety show. We're talking right now about the basics, health risks, and prevention, and we went over some of those in the first segment. We're going to continue that discussion, and then we'll also talk about autism, and we'll cover a little bit about Lyme, since this is Lyme Awareness Month. Now, we've been talking about the health risks, environmental effects on gene expression, what we come into the world with, and what we do to it, and the fact that we have 84,000 man-made chemicals, none before 100 years ago. So we're in a chemical soup, and it has a very broad impact. In fact, the average child born today has 110 toxic chemicals in the cord blood. Some have over 200, some under 100. So that was an average. Now, our children then and now, before 1980 and now, from 7,000 diabetes in children to 125,000, asthma went from 2 million to 9 million, learning disabilities from 796,000 to over 3 million, and ADD, ADHD under 1 million to over 4.4 million now, and autism from 1 out of 2,000, that was in the 80s, to 1 out of 91 to now 1 out of 50, a huge increase. So for the first time in two centuries, the current generation of children in the United States have shorter life expectancies than their parents. This is primarily due to this rapid rise in childhood obesity, which leads to diabetes, heart disease, kidney failure, and cancer at very early ages. And this is the problem. I've been a practitioner for over 40 years. And 40 years ago, adult onset diabetes was very prevalent in the 60-year-olds. Then it started moving into the 50s, then the 40s, then the 30s, the under 20s, and now we're seeing it in the under 12s. And this is an acquired condition. I never called it adult onset. It's acquired diabetes. You work. It's real easy to get it. Lots of sugars, pasta breads, crackers, pretzels, refined foods, soft drinks, artificial sweeteners all promote diabetes. And yes, I said artificial sweeteners. So let's look at some definitions. Undernutrition is too little food. Malnutrition is poor quality food. Diet is what you eat. Nutrition is what the cells derive. And if you eat junk, you're not going to get good nutrition. You can't turn lead into gold, okay? But that nutrition can fail to get to the cells. For instance, let's say you eat a very good organic nutrient-dense diet, and you have to then depend on your digestion. If that's good, great. But if you take an antacid, forget it. You are not going to digest well. So already you've got an impediment in your getting nutrients to the cells. Then you have to absorb the broken down nutrient products. Proteins are broken down to amino acids, fats to fatty acids, and carbohydrates to simple utilizable sugars. Then once absorbed, the transportation system has to work well, and then the cells have to take it up well, and then the cells have to utilize it, and they depend on multiple nutrients, enzyme functions, minerals, vitamins. So there's also the interactions between foods, herbs, medications, and nutrients that affect the bottom line, which is function. The bottom line is function. Now, we eat poorly, and I know we all know this. We call it the SAD diet, the standard American diet. 30 pounds of fries a year, 141 pounds of sugar per year. And by the way, the body does well with 30 pounds a year, maxes out at 70, and we're at 141 pounds a year. More junk food and bad fats, less vegetables, less protein, less fruits, less fiber. And we call it garbage in, garbage out, just like your computer and your car. It's whatever you do to yourself is what you're going to live with. We also have the supersizing. The hamburgers used to be an ounce. Now they're 6 ounces. Popcorn, 3 cups was a serving. Now a typical serving is 16 cups. Sodas went from 6.5 ounces to 20 ounces. And sugars. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Table sugar is the enemy, but there's some bigger enemies than table sugar. And I never thought I'd say this. This is the biggest change in my recommendation. Sugar was always number one. What's number one in the avoids list? And I have a bunch of number ones. So consider all of these that I'm talking about all number ones. High fructose corn syrup. It's abundant in most commercial foods. It's an altered sugar. It's double the sugar effect. It increases the risk for obesity and diabetes exponentially. It increases triglycerides, which increase cholesterol and weight around the middle. And there's risk for kidney damage. 50% of it is contaminated with mercury. And it's in sodas. It increases the carbonyl compounds that are linked to diabetes, eye damage, nerve damage. The industry tells you it's just natural sugar. It's not. And it's a big one to avoid. HFCS, high fructose corn syrup. Artificial sweeteners, the weight gain connection. And this is something people have a hard time. They say, look at this soda. It has 0 calories. Okay, let's look at it. The artificial sweeteners alter metabolism, and these are rat studies and human studies. They result in weight gain by disruption of calorie regulation.
They slow down metabolism, and that goes to calorie conservation. So now, if you eat a few calories, they're worth much more to you. They provide no nutrient density, resulting in overeating. And a rat and human study show on artificial sweeteners compared with sugar, people eat more calories. And this has been repeated and repeated. Splenda is not so splendid. It's called sucralose, and it's a chlorocarbon, and it doesn't occur naturally. It's limited human testing on it, only 23 subjects. Animal studies have found increased body weight and calorie consumption, enlargement of liver, colon, kidneys, and brain, cataracts, and kidney calcifications, decreased gut flora, decreased protective gut flora, red blood cells, decreased thyroxin, thyroid hormone. And what happens when you decrease that hormone? You're going to gain weight, you're going to get hungry. Decrease in minerals and decrease in the size of the ovaries and the thymus. The thymus is the seat of the immune system. Aspartame concerns. 40% is aspartic acid, 50% is phenylalanine, and 10% is methanol. Now, methanol turns to formic acid and formaldehyde. It's poisonous. Excess aspartic acid is an excitotoxin, and that means it fires those neurons and it wears them out. Think of hyperactivity. Think of what happens. This is why the American Academy of Pediatrics stepped up and said, hey, these artificial additives that are common in what children consume are causing learning disabilities, hyperactivity. Of course, they're excitotoxins. The kids can't sit down. They can't sit still. They can't think to learn. And aspartame has been linked to multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, breast cancer, lupus, melanoma, autism, and rheumatoid arthritis. So we want to get rid of all these artificial sweeteners. You're best off with something like honey, real sugar, juice to flavor. So here's the avoids: all sodas and juice drinks, diet and regular sodas. Studies are very definitive, and some of these studies are 10-year studies. 40% higher risk of stroke or heart attack in diet soda drinkers. And the diet sodas put weight on more than regular sodas, and regular sodas are junk. I'm not advocating them. So they're unhealthy for everyone. They have a profound influence and negative effect on children's health and future. They do not belong in the home or in the school. So what's the glycemic effect? We need glycemic control. That's the name of the game, control blood sugar. So what happens? First of all, when blood sugar rises too quickly and too high, we release excess insulin. We are now demanding a lot of our pancreas. And the insulin converts glucose to triglycerides. Triglycerides increase LDL cholesterol, they're carried there, and total cholesterol. And they store as belly fat. So belly fat is not a fat problem. It's a sugar problem. Now, the brain is blind. So when glucose rises quickly and drops quickly, it perceives the low blood glucose as a lack of energy. It then triggers hunger to increase intake. The brain thinks you're not eating. And that leads to overeating quick fix foods, sugar, refined grains, sodas, alcohol, junk food, etc. So the name of the game, as I said, is glycemic control. What happens when we're on this glycemic, high blood sugar, dropping down, overeating sweets, bringing it back up again, this roller coaster? We get poor focus and attention, mood swings and brain fog, behavior problems, sugar and starch cravings, dislike for vegetables, picky appetites, frequent hunger, the apple-shaped belly fat, overweight and obesity, high blood pressure, and elevated cholesterol and LDL. Now, we're still on the number one in avoids in the diet. And actually, if all you do is get rid of these negatives, you're ahead of the game already. So hydrogenated oils, they're trans fatty acids, they're mutant plastic fatty acids. They have no place in the human diet. They are commercially produced and do not occur naturally. They're found in margarines and junk foods. Hydrogenation, whether it's partial or full, is what you want to avoid. And the ideal level in our tissues is zero, and you can tell if humans are consuming them by doing some red blood cell membrane studies or fat biopsies. Butter is better. The body understands it and knows it. We want people to avoid all of these margarine-like products, margarines and margarine-like. What does hydrogenated oils, trans fatty acids, what do they do to us? They increase infertility and fetal complications, inferior breast milk quality, cardiovascular disease, cancer and diabetes, neurological disorders, immune disorders, cell membrane dysfunction, abnormal lipids, and weight gain. Now, the changing intake of fats is quite interesting. First of all, our intake of fat has changed dramatically. Butter has dropped. Lard has dropped. And this is between 1909 to current day. We dropped butter. We dropped lard down. We dropped eggs down. We replaced this with trans fatty acid margarines. Those trans fats get in the brain and they replace DHA, which is the brain fatty acid for brain structure and function. So we did this back, it started in the 30s, really increased in the 50s and 60s, and it was only 2000 when the science prevailed and the science was always there. So cardiovascular disease increased in that time. And it isn't because we dropped. It's consistent with the rise in hydrogenated oil intake and the drop in butter, eggs, and lard. Yes, I said lard. It is better than hydrogenated oils. Now, let's look at cardiovascular disease in eggs. Throughout the world, egg intake increases, cardiovascular disease decreases, and vice versa. Eggs are now a functional food. They are beneficial. They are nutrient dense, and they should be included in your diet. We're going to continue to talk about this. And if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We're going to be right back after this break with more information on the basics, risk factors, prevention, and we'll talk about autism and a little bit about Lyme.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
It's a one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new CogniSure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Fassaro. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Now, next Sunday, Kevin's guest is Elizabeth Polis, and they're going to be discussing preventing and treating health issues of the boomer population. Now, we've been talking about basics, the health risks, prevention. I've gone through everything that's wrong. I'm going to summarize that, and then let's talk about what's right, what you can do that's right with regard to the diet. Now, the basic avoids artificial sweeteners, additives, coloring, flavoring, artificial preservatives and toxins, high fructose corn syrup, we talked about that, and agave. Now, agave can be natural, but you have no way of knowing if it is or if it's just corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup. Diet and regular sodas and juice drinks, all out. Hydrogenated oils, trans fats, margarines, all deep fried foods. Sugar and caffeine, refined grains, processed foods, craved foods. Now, this is, if you, usually these craved foods are foods that are bad for us, even though they may be good foods for some people, like gluten and milk products. Many people that crave them and eat their diet is mostly milk products and glutens, you can bet that those foods are bad for them. Another craving is fats, sugars, breads. And any food that causes you a problem. If a food bothers you, no matter how good that food is, if it bothers you, it's not for you. So what are the basics? We want an organic, eco-friendly, nutrient-dense diet. As soon as you're organic, you've avoided most of that avoids list, all the artificial stuff. Then you want vegetables and fruits, beans, nuts, and seeds, pasture-fed animals, homemade broths, fermented foods, beneficial fats, and whole grains. I mean, this is pretty easy. Now, some people say, well, the pyramid, you know, I've got this pyramid, and the old pyramid was woefully inaccurate. It had good fats lumped in with bad fats, as reducing good fats, even fatty fish. And some of you may remember this food pyramid. The base of it was all kinds of refined processed grains. There was not one cooked cereal-type grain in its more natural state. Everything on that pyramid was processed and refined. So they also had milk products as a food group. That is not accurate. The newer pyramid has done a better job, but they still have milk products as a separate food group. This gives people the idea that milk products and grains, also they have a separate food group in these pyramids, that they are essential for life on Earth. They are not essential for human life. They are options. So what do we need as human beings? We have three basic food types that we need: protein, fat, and carbohydrate. That's the human diet. Let's break protein down. We have choices. We don't have to eat everyone on this list. These are the options we have for healthy eating. Animal source foods, seafood, meats, poultry, eggs, and milk products. Milk products aren't required. Milk products and grains have been part of the human diet for a very short period of time, less than 10,000 years out of 2 million years of human existence on this earth, 200,000 years of modern humans. So 0.005% of human history. We have not consumed milk products, grains, and beans fall in there as well because we can't eat them raw. So until humans were domesticated about 5,000 to 10,000 years ago, we could not eat those foods. So let's go on with the plant source protein. We mentioned animal source, plant source are beans, nuts, and seeds. So you have options today. You don't have to eat any one group. Then we go into fats. We make saturated fats. It's not a problem to consume saturated fats. Humans have consumed saturated fats since human time on Earth. So unsaturated fats are a little bit different. We make omega-9 fatty acids, but we find them in olive oil, avocado, and almond oil. This is the Mediterranean health beneficial oils. Then we get into the polyunsaturates that are essential, omega-3 and omega-6. We get too much omega-6 because of corn oil, vegetables, and their oils. But omega-3 we don't get enough of. It's found in fish and beans, nuts, and seeds, and algae. Carbohydrates, those include, those are the energy foods. These, this is where we get our utilizable simple sugars from, and yes, we need them. Vegetables, fruits, grains, beans, nuts, and seeds. And here we, if we look at this, beans, nuts, and seeds give us fiber and complex carbohydrate. This gives us glycemic control. When we look at grains, whole grains like real oatmeal, real tabbouleh, not processed, okay? When we look at the grains, when we eat breads, pasta, crackers, pretzels, all the refined grains, we don't have glycemic control. We have something that raises blood sugar actually higher than a tablespoon of sugar. So we want to have beans, nuts, and seeds, vegetables, some fruits, and grains that are complex only. And beans, nuts, and seeds give us this fiber and the good carbohydrates. They give us omega-3 precursors, and they also give us protein. They're very complete. So I use a square meal, and half that plate should be vegetables in any form, raw, cooked, juiced, in soups, in foods. And the other half is divided in half, and you have your protein. Protein at every meal or snack. That's meat, turkey, chicken, poultry, fish, beans, nuts, and seeds, and your milk products as tolerated. If people tolerate milk products, we encourage them to use only organic, non-homogenized, go toward Greek yogurt, the natural cheeses, and we also include eggs. Eggs are extremely healthy. They do not cause cardiovascular disease. They actually raise HDLs, and they are healthy for you. The other half of that side is an option. We do not have to have fruits and starches at every meal. We do not have to have them. It's an option. I would rather people eat a whole fruit than drink juice or a piece of bread. So it's just a matter of trying to keep glycemic control. And if we want to know how much a serving size is, one palm is fish, fowl, and meat. One palm is a serving size for each person. So for a child, it might be 2 ounces. 1 ounce for an adult, it's going to be 3, 4, or 5 ounces. And that's just a guideline. So those are the do's and the don'ts. I went on with the don'ts first. Those are the do's. That is a healthy diet. So I hope you got a lot out of this information, and we're going to go forward with more information. What we're going to discuss now is a little bit about autism. As we mentioned, autism has increased. It's now gone from 1 out of 2,000 before 1980 to 1 out of 150 and then down to 1 out of 91 and now it's 1 out of 50 and it's continuing to increase. It is a very treatable condition because the brain is affected and the body. There are GI problems, there are metabolism problems, there are problems with reactions to environment and diet, and it affects the brain. And we say about this that autism is treatable and recovery is possible. It is viewed as an injury to the brain. Now, what's the basis for this? Now that we have elegant testing and we do phenomenal testing, we can identify gene defects, inefficiencies in the way genes function. We can find metabolism problems, the digestive problems, immune, inflammatory problems. We can identify food reactions, and we can identify the specific deficiencies that are so common in our autism population. So when we look at treating autism, I call it three legs on the table. There are therapies, and these include auditory processing, vision therapy, ABA. There are so many wonderful therapies that help people with autism. And early intervention is critical. Watch and wait just means wait as the person descends further into dysfunction. The earlier we treat, the better. And medical interventions, very important. Medical assessment, gene testing. It is very important to determine that because some of the people with autism have a genetic defect that needs to be identified. And then the third leg, and I consider this the most important, diet, nutrition, and digestion, because this is the core of where things go wrong. When there are problems here, that is what you see in the presentation, the repetitive motions, the what we call stims, the perseverations, the hyperactivity, the awkward gaze, the lack of eye contact, social issues. These are the logical result of the imbalances that occur and the problems in brain pruning and function. And we can affect those by identifying and treating. So a thorough workup is always accomplished. But then we have more advanced workups. We can do amino acid testing in blood and urine. We do digestive testing. We do organic acid urine analysis, identifying defects in cellular enzyme and nutrient functions. This is very sophisticated testing. Blood levels are what's in the blood. That doesn't mean its function. For instance, B vitamins and many minerals will stay at a certain level in the blood called homeostasis and may or may not be functional. And different enzymes, depending on a magnesium or a B6 or a zinc, may require more of that nutrient. So the kinds of deficiencies we see, the most typical are magnesium, zinc, selenium. We see sulfation defects, vitamin B12, folate defects, vitamin D3, omega-3 fatty acid defects, amino acids, and toxic metals. Now, somebody says, why are there so many deficiencies? Yes, we have multiple generations of the standard American diet, so each generation passes on weaknesses based on the diet and the environmental exposures. There are inborn errors or acquired errors in metabolism, and that word acquired is important because if you acquire it from your parents, you pass it on. So multiple generations are affected by what one generation does. That's part of epigenetics. Poor utilization of nutrients, methylation, sulfation, and oxidation problems. These are measurable. They are treatable. We also have bowel dysbiosis, meaning a lack of good flora and an overgrowth of pathogens and possibly parasites. And why do we have this? It occurs often, especially in breast, more likely in non-breastfed babies because the breast milk provides the good seeding of the GI tract. And also the use of antibiotics. It's so common today. Toxic metals and the inability to handle them. It isn't that children with autism have more exposures. They have smaller disposals. They have inefficiencies. And there's a lot of malabsorption that goes on. There are medications that can promote. So it's the straws on a camel's back. Somebody comes in with predispositions and takes enough hits and enough illness exposures and toxic exposures, and with that predisposition, then they can descend into autism. So I just gave you an overview. I did want to say on the diet, and we have talked about the diet before, it isn't that gluten and milk products are so causative. It's that individuals that are predisposed are sensitive to the opiate factors found in gluten, milk products, and soy as well. So stay with us, folks. We've got more interesting information. We're going to give a sound bite on Lyme in the next segment, and that will wind up our variety show. So if you just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day, and I want to invite you to come back every Sunday morning. We're here at 10 a.m., and Kevin will be with you next Sunday discussing preventing and treating health issues of the boomer population. Wanted to give you a little bit of information about Lyme disease. This is Lyme Awareness Month, and it's important to know some of the basics. So I'm just going to go over the basics, and many of you may know what we're talking about, but also it may be new to many of you. Now, Lyme disease is a great mimicker. The symptoms are numerous. They can look like any disease. So it mimics many other conditions and therefore is not easy to identify. And we know that the deer tick carries the Lyme spirochete, and that is what causes Lyme disease in humans. Now, interesting, the deer don't get Lyme disease, but the tick, when it infects the humans, we are susceptible. We do get it, and so do many other animals. 50% of those with Lyme disease never even see a tick or experience a rash. If you've got a rash and it looks like a bullseye, you have to pay attention. And we'll go over some of the symptoms, but in general, it masquerades as arthritis, fibromyalgia, bursitis, tendonitis, chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic Epstein-Barr virus, mononucleosis, Parkinson's, ADD, ADHD, GERD. It's a component in some of the children with autism. It makes it difficult to recover from autism if there is Lyme disease untreated. Guillain-Barré syndrome, dementias, ALS, and all kinds of skin conditions, okay, as well as neurological conditions such as Bell's palsy. If you get bitten, this is an important very important. Save the tick. It can be tested by a number of labs. Most physicians do not know this. You need to know it, because if the tick is clean, you don't have to go through treatment. If you don't have the tick and you've got what looks like Lyme, you can't wait for positive tests. It takes months. And Lyme treatment has to be accomplished within 2 to 4 weeks if you want to cure it. Beyond 2 to 4 weeks, it is very difficult to cure. Very difficult to cure. So if in doubt, treat with the antibiotics. Very, very important. And there are herbal alternative treatments that go along with the traditional treatments. It is important to do both. We do not treat just with the traditional short-term antibiotics. The alternative treatment is a much longer-term of antibiotics and addresses what we call co-infections, such as Bartonella and Babesia aureliacea. Usually that tick is carrying other parasites, other problematic bugs. So you need to have a Lyme-literate doctor in order to get the proper testing and the proper treatment. Now, unfortunately, we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank you listeners for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. This is a reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, and every minute's a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. As one teenage boy with Asperger's said in response to finding out that he did not have a cancer that would cause him to die, "Oh good, living is my favorite thing to do." What a good mantra for all of us. So for today, please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health, happy living, and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.